Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. Joining us now is someone who will be a regular contributor to this show, Andrew Gribble, the senior staff writer for ClevelandBrowns.com. Andrew, welcome to the show. What's going on over at the Browns official website these days?
Well, it might be the offseason, but it's been super busy. You know, we dug into Josh McCown's past. We provided 11 things you might not know about him. He's had a storied career, so there's a lot to talk about with that. We're also setting you up for free agency. We're getting the linebackers broken down, defensive line, defensive backfield, getting you ready all the way up until Tuesday, the big day for the start of free agency. But really, the big story has been your interview, actually, with John DeFilippo and Cleveland Browns Daily. We covered it extensively and gave the fans a sneak preview of what's to come with this offense.
Flip's certainly very impressive. What I liked is that he had a plan for Johnny Manziel. It's going to be regimented. You're going to do this on Tuesdays, this on Wednesdays, so he can eat, sleep, and breathe football. But his offense, that really is the big story. What are going to be some of the key components there?
Right. We're going to have a better idea of seeing what this thing comes together when training camp gets started, OTAs, things like that. But the core staples of it, it's going to start with the running game. He really likes what he has with the offensive line. Joe Thomas, Alex Mack, Joel Bitonio, good pieces to build behind. Your running backs, he wants them to see catching passes more.
Thank you.
Terrence West, that's Isaiah Crowell, get him spread out, get him moving, maybe run some routes out there. He wants a playmaking tight end, kind of an F position, put him in the backfield, line him up, do a lot of different things with him. He had it like Marcel Reese in Oakland. He's a pro bowler. Also, when the offense is installed, he wants one voice, wants everyone on the same page, wants everyone to know all the positions, get him ready like that. And then when it comes to Josh McCown and Johnny Manziel, he wants one playbook. Maybe some different plays with Josh McCown being more of a drop-back passer, Johnny Manziel doing his thing out in the side. But really, it's going to come down to really simple things, basic, and so they're all on the same page.
All right, but you missed the big hot topic, wide receiver, because I think everybody in town wants to see this team pick up a wide receiver. What were his thoughts on that, and how will they implement him? And, you know, we had some pretty good wide receivers last year. What can we look forward to?
I think everyone wants that big number one receiver, the guy that's going to make the Pro Bowl for you every year. But his key word was diversity. He wants guys with different skill sets, maybe some good outside receivers, good slot receivers. He already has that with Hawk. So I think he just wants guys that can do different things, move them around, get the most out of their skill sets.
All right, well, let's transition right back into that with you, Nathan. So you talk a little bit about what happened this week. I mean, we're talking about player-for-player trades in the NFL. You don't see that very often. It was a big week for news, and we're headed for a bigger week. But going into free agency, a lot of action.
No question. What is it? Chip Kelly? What does he think that he's going? He's got his own thing. He thinks this is Madden or fantasy football. He's trading LeSean McCoy, one of the best running backs in the National Football League, straight up for Kiko Alonso. Now, I think he actually got the better of that deal. Gave up a running back towards the end of his career. Not the end of his career, but certainly at a big salary for a cheap middle linebacker who played like a pro bowler coming off an ACL. But he's an Oregon Duck, and I think Chip Kelly likes it. He cut a couple other guys, Kerry Williams, Trent Cole, freeing up about $30 million in cap space. And then there was another trade out there, the quarterback position. Matt Cassel going to the Bills from the Vikings for a later round pick. Now, what does that mean? You've got Josh McCown now starting in Cleveland, Matt Cassel being tabbed to be the starter in Buffalo. For these free agent quarterbacks, the market's drying up. There aren't really any clear-cut starting jobs left because you figure Winston's going to go to Tampa, and they haven't even gotten a chance to get started in free agency yet.
So you've got all this stuff going on. I mean, this is really one of the craziest weeks going into it that I can remember.
Chip Kelly's got the power. There's no question.
And I also got to think that, I mean, people are hitting this on the web as well. I mean, people want to know exactly what this team's going to do. We've already talked about the offense. As we look forward and talk a little bit maybe towards the defense and what's going to happen in the draft, what's the feeling over there at Browns.com?
Well, I think the wide receivers, that is what's drawing people to the website. People want to know how are the Browns going to improve their wide receiving core. I think there's already some good pieces in place with Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins, but this free agency market, it's loaded with number two receivers. You know, you go, even Randall Cobb is going to command number one money, but he might be a number two receiver on a lot of different teams. But if the Browns want that number one receiver, probably going to have to go through the draft, but there's no shortage of number twos. Cecil Shorts, you mentioned earlier. I got like Michael Crabtree, Hakeem Nicks in Indianapolis. Jeremy Maclin is available. So there's so many of those guys that you can pad the depth of that receiving core. But again, if you want that potential Pro Bowl number one guy, it's going to have to be in late April or early May.
Probably have to be the draft, or now we're hearing some big names like a Brandon Marshall, Andre Johnson, Dwayne Bowe maybe as trade targets.
You're also talking about a draft where you've got about seven guys that could get drafted in the first round that are over 6'1". I mean, that's what I think Browns fans are looking for.
Well, he's talking about diversity. You've got the under 6 foot market covered right now at the wide receiver position. You got to get some guys with size. Now, they have Rodney Smith, 6'5". It'll be interesting to see if he gets an opportunity to develop. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us. Keep up the great stuff at ClevelandBrowns.com. Up next, it's our social post of the week, and you'll get our predictions on the coming week and what it's going to mean for Cleveland Browns football.